Good evening, my friends. It is Friday night and time for Zapped. I am your host, Andy, and this is an hour of Frank Zappa coming at you from Shasta County, California, here on listener-supported KKRN 88.5 FM with studios in Round Mountain and Redding. Tonight, I am bringing you some theme that I came up with last night as I was falling asleep. I said, hey, let's do something funky with animals. So tonight's theme will have an animal theme running throughout. We're going to start off in the background. You can hear dog breath in the year of the plague. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy.
Me stealing up cats, waste all time. Fuzzy time, bubbles in the black. My knife of rose is ready for a time. Primer, Picarucha, Chevy 39. Going to El Monte Legion Stadium. Pick up on my Lisa, she's so divine. Helps me stealing up cats, waste all time. Fuzzy dies, bumbles in the black. My ship of love, ready to attack. Won't you please hear my plea? Primary Garucha, Chevy 39. Running to El Monte, Louisiana. Pick up on my Lisa, she's only mine.
Love them. up and bloated when the sun goes down.
Thank you. Brian, I could use a little bit more monitor. Hello, hello. Can you turn up any more than that? Hello, hello. Hey. All right. Pardon me, folks. The name of this song is Penguin in Bondage, and it's a song that deals with the possible variations on a basic theme, which is, well, you understand what the basic theme is, and then the variations include maneuvers that might be executed with the aid of extraterrestrial gratification and devices which might or might not be supplied in a local department store or perhaps a drugstore, but at very least in one of those fancy news shops that they advertise in the back pages of the Free Press. This song suggests to the suggestible listener that the ordinary procedure that I am circumlocuting at this present time in order to get this text on television is that if you want to do something other than what you thought you were going to do when you first took your clothes off, and you just happen to have some devices around, then it's not only okay to get into the paraphernalia of it all, but hey, what did he say? You ready?
She's just like a penguin in bondage, boing.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Way over on the wet side of the bed. Knurps for moisture. Just like the mighty penguin flapping right on wings. The penguin flap. Lord, you know it's all over. If she come at you on the strut, wrap all around your head, flapping her in our wings, flapping. She's just like a penguin in bondage, boy. Shake up the pale, dry ginger ale. Trembling like a penguin when the battery fades. Lord, you must be having a jumping through a hoop of real fire with some Kleenex wrapped around the coat hang wire. Oh, bondage, boy. Howling over to some ass-articulated moan. In the frostbite night, with the flaps gone white, speaking as she spot the hoop across the room. Every time she sees the hoop, you know it must be a penguin bound down. If you hear that terrible screaming and there ain't no other birds around. It's just like a penguin in bondage, boing. Oh yeah, oh yeah. She's just like a penguin in bondage, boing. Oh, you must be careful not to leave her straps too loose. Cause she just might box you down. Cause she just might box you down. And leave you a pile of dog biscuits.
You are listening to Zapped on KKRN. We just heard Penguin in Bondage. Before that was Frogs with Dirty Little Lips. And we started off tonight with Dog Breath in the Year of the Plague. So tonight, it is an animal theme running throughout. So continuing on, this next animal is a cat. It's called Yo Cats.
Yo cats, yo yo, yo chooch, way to go. You is dead, but you don't know. Yo, let's carve, hey, where's the blow? Get your fiddle, get your bow. Play some footballs, hum your hoe. Watch your watch. Lay a little flat, make the session go overtime. That's where it's at. Hey, saxophone, clarinet. How many doubles can you get? Special rules provide the way to help you maximize your pay. The diff, what's the service that you're with? So long as you can suck the butt of the contractor who calls you up, your career could take a thud unless you kneel and scarf his hood. And when the dates come rolling in, you can wipe your and flash a grin that tells them all at the jingle date that you enjoyed what you just ate. Yum, yum, dog food, hemorrhoid cream, but the bread's so good. New RV and the leisure suit. Hey, I play shit, but I love that loot. It's so great. Only a few get to be on the date. Those other schmucks with electric guitars got to play for Poot in the Beat Scale Bars. You have made it. You are cool. You have been to the Berkeley School. You give clinics on the side. Music has died. And no one cries.
this one guy.
We'll be right back.
listen to him go.
That's right, you heard right. The secret word for tonight is Mud Shark. And of course, with the Mud Shark secret word is the Mud Shark arpeggio. A marvelous little arpeggio. And now, the mating call of the adult male Mud Shark. The Mud Shark Dancing Lesson.
Now this dance started up in Seattle.
Let me tell you the story about the Mud Shark. Bring the band on down behind me, boys. The origins of the Mud Shark are as follows. There's a motel in Seattle, Washington, called the Edgewater Inn. The Edgewater Inn is built out on a pier, so that means that when you look out your window, you don't see any dirt. It's got a bay or something out in your backyard. And to make it even more interesting, in the lobby of the aforementioned motel, there's a bait and tackle shop, where the residents can go down whenever they want to rent a fishing pole and some preserved minnows and schlep back up to their rooms, open the window, stick their little pole outside, and within a few minutes actually catch a fish of some sort that they can bring into their motel room and do whatever they want with it. You know what I mean? Now in this bay, there's quite a variety of fish. Not only do they have mud sharks up there, they got little octopuses that you can catch. And all of these denizens of the deep can come in real handy. Let's say you were a traveling rock and roll band called the Vanilla Fudge. Let's say one night you checked into the Edgewater Inn with an 8mm movie camera, enough money to rent a pole, and just to make it more interesting, a succulent young lady.
No.
With a taste for the bizarre. My mind drifts back to a meeting, a chance meeting in the Chicago O'Hare Airport, where the members of the Vanilla Fudge told Don Preston about a home movie they made at the Edgewater Inn with a mud shark. And I'm gonna tell you, this dance, the mud shark, is sweeping the ocean.
Do the mud shark, baby.
Hey.
better be dead.
Or move to San Francisco, where everybody thinks they're heavy business. From another catering service.
Hey, it's Andy, and if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Zapped on KKRN 88.5 FM. We are listener-supported community radio. You just heard Tuna Fish Promenade. Before that was The Mud Shark. Rat Tamago before that, and we started off that block with Yo Cats. So this is an animal theme tonight, as I have mentioned previously, but if you're just tuning in, you might be wondering, is he crazy? Maybe a little. Next, I have for you some Toads of the Short Forest.
Thank you. Thank you.
Listen carefully, spider of destiny. You must heed the call of cosmobiology. Listen to me. If you eat the earthlings now, things will all be fine, and then we'll repair our love somehow and resume the busy schedule of our ruthless conquest once again. Listen carefully, spider of destiny. I will not allow this marvelous opportunity to be taken from me. Taken from me. Eat the earth people, eat them and chew them and brutally stomp on the rest of what's left and then report to me for the conquest of Earth and the moon and the stars and the
modified dog. View the quivering fringe of a special doily draped across the piano with some surprise. In the darkened room where the chairs dismayed and the horrible curtains muffled the rain, she could hardly believe her eyes. A curious breeze, a garlic breath which sounded like a snore, somewhere near the Steinway or even from within, had caused the doily fringe to waft and tremble in the gloom. Evelyn, a dog, having undergone further modification, pondered the significance of short person behavior in pedal depressed, panchromatic resonance, and other highly ambient domains. "Arf," she said.
"300 years ago, I thought I might get some sleep. I stretched myself out on an antique bed, and my spirit did a midnight creep. Sleep no more. It seemed to me that it just ain't wise.
Put your hands away from the morning
with a zombie wolf behind your eyes. Just about as evil as you could be.
Mm-hmm.
You are listening to Zapped on KKRN, and I am your host, Andy. We just heard Slow Bird. Before that was Zombie Woof. Evelyn, a modified dog before that. Spider of Destiny. And then we started off with Toads of the Short Forest. So I hope you enjoyed our animal theme tonight. I do have one more song to play for you. But before that, I will remind you that KKRN is listener-supported community radio, meaning that we keep this show and others on the air through the kindness of donations by listeners like you. So if you can donate, please go to kkrn.org and click on that donate button. Any amount will help. This is an all-volunteer effort, so we have to pay the bills somehow by keeping our antenna operating and fun stuff like that. So if you can help us by any donation, we would certainly appreciate it. Also, on the website, you can click on the listen button. If you're outside of our listening area, the reception range, you can always get us on the internet anywhere in the world by clicking on that listen button. So before I play the last song, I will remind you that coming up after Zapped tonight and every Friday night at 10 p.m. is Byron Phoenix's Soul Deluxe, Sounds from the Underground. So stay tuned for that. And with that, I'll bid you a good night and leave you with one final song. It is Packard Goose. Thanks again for tuning in to Zap, and I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Good night.
Maybe you thought I was the Packard Goose. Da-da-da-da-da. For the Ronald McDonald of the New Bohem Screws. Well, fuck all them people, I don't need no excuse for being what I am. Do you hear me then? All them rock and roll writers is the worst kind of sleaze. Da-da-da-da-da. Selling punk like some new kind of English disease. Is that the wave of the future? Oh, spare me, please. So they might understand. They can all kiss my ass, but because it's so grand, they best just stay away. Hey, Joe, who did you blow? Oh, push the button, boy, and he went to the show. Better suck a little harder, or the shackles won't blow. And I don't.
Remember the last tour? Well, information is not knowledge. Knowledge is not wisdom. Wisdom is not truth. Truth is not beauty. Beauty is not love. Love is not music. Music is the best. Wisdom is the domain of the whiz, which is extinct. Beauty is a French phonetic corruption of a short cloth neck ornament currently in resurgence.
Thank you. But as for the sucker who would rather review, if his mind is prehensile, he'll put down his pants on and have himself a squad on the cosmic utensil. Don't give it all you got on the cosmic utensil. Spin and spin until you're right on the cosmic utensil. He really needs to squat on the cosmic utensil. Now that I got that over with, I'll just play my imaginary guitar again. Hey, sounding pretty good there, man. Better than I love myself. I think. It's hip.